702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Good morning, Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Clem. How's it going?
Good, good, good. Tell us about this cringeworthy question at the Emmy Awards.
Yeah, so the Emmy Awards took place, and then afterwards the journalists were able to ask the winners some questions, and they patched in remotely via, you know, one of the sort of technology spaces where you can, you know, do it from a virtual space. And Gillian Anderson was on the podium, and she had won Best Supporting Actress for her role as Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. And if you watched it, I mean, she's really, really good.
She's amazing.
She plays Margaret Thatcher. Mm. Yeah, really good. So this American journalist asked Margaret Thatcher a question. I mean, asked Gillian Anderson a question about Margaret Thatcher. And when you hear the question, you'll just be like, ooh, that's cringeworthy. Don't you do your research? And it made me think a little bit about, you know, you watch some of these American reality shows or whatever it may be. And in my opinion, and I might be wrong, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, but the average American just knows nothing about the rest of the world. All they know is in their little world and their county or state that they live in. But when it comes to anything around the world, they know nothing. And just take a listen to this question that the journalist asks Gillian Anderson.
Our final question for you, Gillian, is coming from Tanya Hart from American Urban Radio Networks.
Hi, Gillian. Congratulations. I love you on this show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So just to kind of continue with the whole Margaret Thatcher thing, first question, have you talked to her about this role at all? And secondly, why do you think it has taken America so long to get a female leader, you know, when all of these other countries and look at what Margaret did in the UK?
Well, I have not spoken to Margaret. And why has it taken that? Well, you know, the UK had Miss May not that long ago, which is even before the United States of America. So I think maybe the question is, why is it taking the United States of America so long to get a female leader? But maybe Kamala Harris Maybe Kamala Harris. Maybe that's the next step.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Get some rest.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tanya. And Gillian,
congrats. Oh, dear.
Have you spoken to Margaret Thatcher about the role? She died in 2013.
Yes, I'm thinking here, oh, but she's no more. Oh, dear. That's
cringeworthy. Cringeworthy. And I mean, they always say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but hey, sometimes there is. But maybe we can ask the question this morning in something, you know, that came out of that clip about female leaders. Who do you think, and you're a political beast, Clem, who do you think would be the best candidate as a president or deputy president in South Africa who is female? Maybe we could come up with some suggestions this morning. And are there any?
Yeah, are there any? At the top of my mind, I'm thinking about Naledi Pandor. She's been an incredible politician. She doesn't have lots of scandals compared to some of her comrades. And I think she would make it a great president or a great deputy president. But what do you think? Give us a call or send us a voice note. Who do you think would make a great candidate as South Africa's first female president? So DIY, those projects, are they good? But they can be dangerous as well, Kabazela.
Yeah, I mean, are you a bit of a DIY guy?
No.
Are you good with your hands around?
Nah, I'm so terrible.
You like me, useless when it comes to DIY.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and doing the DIY sometimes can be good because it can save you a lot of money and you can feel more manly. And sometimes you can hurt yourself. And this is what happened in this video. So this guy attempted to do something on his roof, and his ladder didn't appear to be long enough to get to the roof. So what he did was he took a table, an outside table, and he put it out, just underneath the roof. And then he put the ladder on top of the table and then balanced it on the, you know, the gutter on the roof. And I think, you know, if you think about it, you need the ladder legs to sort of latch onto something or grip onto something at the bottom, else they're going to slip out from underneath. And because it's on a table, it's quite slippery. So there he is. He puts it on the table and he starts to climb. And then the legs under the ladder just sort of slip off underneath him. And he comes crashing down and poof, and, you know, didn't look very nice and comfortable. So not a very nice incident for him there. So maybe we can ask the question as well from that story. Have you hurt yourself doing DIY? And what happened? I mean, did you attempt to fix something and you broke a finger or you fell off the roof or something like that? trying to attempt DIY by yourself.
Yeah, and after you hurt yourself, did you continue with these DIY projects or did you just give up and become as useless as I and Kabazela are? We'll take those calls on 011-883-0702. WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702. Thanks, Kabazela.